You in knowing this piece of information will greatly increase not only our understanding of horses, but also our tolerance when they are alerted to something or, for some reason, act out of fear. It is about being able to step out of our own perspective and take what horses do far less personally. As I've often heard Mark say, horses aren't doing anything to us. They are just being horses. It is our almost blind grip on thinking about everything that sometimes causes us to lose track of the horse itself. Going back to how our brains are set up, it is easy to see how automatic it is for us to gather information, sort it out, see the big picture, and make a decision based upon that. We all do it, every day, and don't really care how it happens, only that it does. To be realistic, this function is part of our species, and necessary not just for our survival, but our growth as well. I think this is also why knowing a variety of techniques is important for a lot of horse people. We are using a part of our brains that we are really good at using, so there is a certain comfort in it. It is not as though technique is a bad thing, but what I am suggesting here is that it can be balanced with that part of ourself that takes in information on a different level, the level horses live in. The part that we forget is that we don't necessarily have to think so much of the time. I believe that one of the many reasons why we love being around horses, no matter what we have them for, is that they offer us an opportunity to experience something that is less about thinking and more about reconnecting with a wisdom that we don't often tap into. I have heard many people say they feel more grounded, more calm, when they are around their horses. Masters of connecting, horses will give whatever they can of themselves, doing things that they normally wouldn't choose to do, because we ask. Perhaps remembering this, when we are around these beautiful animals, will help create a place where we can understand one another a little better and fight a little less. Within this audiobook, Mark shares with us not only these ideas mentioned above, but also how we can potentially find a more harmonious way of working and being with our horses. He offers some unique and thought-provoking ideas on the nature of harmony, the rules of nature and the rules of man, and how nature has equipped all of us with not only the tools to survive, but also many ways to grow. And how ultimately it is about honoring not only our place on this planet, but every other creature as well. All the best to you and your horses. Chrissy McDonald, Estes Park, Colorado, December 2010. Chapter 1. Aikido and Horsemanship. "Don't challenge me," my Aikido instructor said as he pushed me across the mat. Both the statement and the push took me by surprise. We were in the middle of a 2-day Aikido seminar, and my instructor had just finished demonstrating to the class a training technique in which he threw and then pinned me face first on the mat. After releasing me, he effortlessly slid to one side and stood up. I stood up too. At the time, I felt as though I was in pretty good shape for someone my age, especially considering the fact that I had been as careless with my body over the years as I had. I was a Nidan, second-degree black belt, and while still a long way from being able to do, or even understand, Aikido with the effortlessness of the masters, I felt I could and had been holding my own during the seminar. Still, 2 4-hour days of Aikido, which followed a full schedule of summer week-long horsemanship clinics, had taken its toll on my already aching knees, shoulders, back, and elbows, and because of that, I thoughtlessly took the easiest path to get to my feet, once released from the pin. Struggling, I had pushed myself up on my hands and knees and stood up, right in front of my instructor. "Don't challenge me," was what I heard him say as he effortlessly shoved me nearly 10 feet across the mat and over onto the hardwood floor. My immediate thought was that he had somehow misunderstood my intentions. All I had done was stand up, and challenging him hadn't even entered my mind. Surely he had finished with me. After all, he had already turned and begun talking to the other students about the